Faith Connection. In this message, Pastor teaches that faith is the requirement to tap in the blessings of God from the invisible realm to the visible realm. Faith is the connecting rod.
Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles tonight to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verses 1-6.
Now faith is the substance
of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of that diligently seek him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One more scripture is there which we won't read now. Is Isaiah 61, 1, 2, 3. But we will look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, God is saying that the invisible is more real than the visible. The invisible pre-existed the visible. The invisible has got more power than the visible. Everything that you see in the physical world was created from things that were invisible. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the fifth verse. It says there, Enoch, before he was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So let me put it there in the beginning of the sermon. If we don't have a testimony that pleases God, we won't be translated. We can't die lost and wake up saved. So it should be our aim that we please God, and that we have a testimony before God that we have pleased him. Look at the sixth verse. It says there, it is impossible to please God without faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of those who, not those who have faith, but is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God has bound himself to humanity through the channel of faith. Amen. Faith is the requirement for you to tap in from the invisible realm into the visible realm, all the blessings of God. Faith is the key which anyone can use to receive from God. Faith is like a connecting rod. Just imagine, this is the rod. Faith is like a connecting rod that is about to pull things from the heavenly realm or the invisible realm into your realm, into your natural visible realm. It is like a connecting rod You want your healing from God? You need to connect by faith. You need salvation? You need to connect by faith. You need forgiveness of sin? You need to connect by faith. You need a miracle from God? Faith is the connecting rod. God has made it possible for everyone to receive from Him by faith. Connecting or connected means to join two things together. The invisible and the visible connected by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Connecting means to fasten things that are invisible that belongs in the realm of God. The blessings of God, whether it be spiritual or material, whether it be the supernatural or the things that are naturally that God has kept for His church. You connect and receive by faith. So tonight, remember, this is it. The connecting rod to pull in things. Faith can pull in. Even tonight, by faith, receive what you need to receive from God. Lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Lakatola keniste zakala tukurus kanatia vrojus menteria. Glory to God. The sinner can be connected to God through faith. When God's word speaks to you and says you are a sinner, you don't hear that kind of sermons much. And God is a just God. And God has made it possible for a man to be reconciled with Him through His Son Jesus Christ. The sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The blood that was shed by Jesus shall make you justified and righteous before the Father. And you can have access to God, peace with God, by faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to tap in by faith. And you might be listening to the sermon as a sinner, lost, dejected, broken, far away from God, having no peace. But before this sermon is through, if you will trust your heart to respond in faith to God and to this word, the blood of Jesus will cleanse you, and you shall get up from this service rejoicing in the Lord with the joy of salvation in your heart. Glory to God. God speaks through His word. God speaks to us through His Holy Spirit. Don't let anybody tell you that God doesn't speak. How can you say that God doesn't speak when the devil is always speaking? When your fears are talking, when your relatives are speaking, when your mind is talking, when your lust is talking, when your emotions are talking, you need a talking God. And God speaks through His word. Tonight, He's speaking to you through His word. Glory to God. You can connect to the forgiveness of God by faith. You can connect to the restoration that comes from God by faith. You can connect to the power of God by faith. You can connect to the mercy of God by faith. You can connect to the love of God by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The moment you say, Lord, forgive me, God will say, gladly, son, gladly, 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 gladly will I forgive you. Oh, shala tomos yala kaprostenisha seria. Lembrator isha seria. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You know, the Lord said something to me today, very interesting. Reverse never go back. It always goes forward. It always goes forward and at some point becomes part of a sea or an ocean. And sometimes this little river going forward, it has to realize it can never go back. And this little river has to realize that one day it will be joined with something that is bigger than it. A sea or an ocean. And you gotta trust yourself as a little river to just flow in and be a part of God's bigger plan. Some of you, you can never go back. I prophesy it over you. Like a river flows forward, never once will it go in a reverse. Never once in your life will God allow you to go back. Glory to God. By faith, receive it tonight. Glory to God. And God will make you a part of something bigger, of His church, of His kingdom, of what He's doing on planet earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. You gotta realize that you gotta have, you have choices. Are you with me? And you have, and like Debbie was sharing before, you know, there is something called character. Honesty, truth. Choices and character go together. When Elijah the prophet stood before the prophets of Baal, 450 of them, he said, the God who answers by fire is the true God. And then later on into that passage of scripture in 1 Kings 18, he says, how long will you falter between two opinions? You got a choice. If Baal is the real God, worship him. If Jehovah be the real God, worship him. I do not know why, but God has given you a free will and you have a choice. You can be a part of something glorious that God is doing on planet earth. Or you can doubt, be hesitant, be caught in two minds, have two opinions, be double-minded, and just be stuck for years. In the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, Joshua stands and he says to the children of Israel, do you want to worship the God of your fathers in Egypt? Or you have now crossed over into the land that belongs to the Amorites? Or do you want to worship the gods of this land, the Amorites? I do not know about you, but as for me and my household, we will serve the living God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, 1 to 5, 21 things mentioned about the last days. And in the 5th verse, it says there that in the last days there shall be many who are professors of faith, but who deny the power of it. There is great power in faith. Don't be like the world that just have a profession of faith and not have the real thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. By faith, you can be connected to the power of God, to the real, genuine things of God. Not an outward thing. And look at Isaiah 61. That's the scripture tonight which the Lord asked me to just speak it out. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of God is a spirit of faith. And Isaiah 61, it says there, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the poor, or unto the meek. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That he may be glorified. So there is something that God is trying to accomplish in his life, in your life. The reason he anoints you, the reason he's called you, the reason he fills you with the spirit of faith. The verse 3 says that he may be glorified. What God wants you to do for him and what God wants to do through you is to give him glory. The glory is nothing else but the presence and the power of God. God wants to fill you with his presence and power. That God in and through you is magnified. That when people see you, they see Christ in you. There is a group of people that God is setting apart for his kingdom, where Christ will be magnified. Just not your sermon, nor your counseling or little things that you do, but Christ magnified. His glory is so visible through you. Faith is not about you. Faith is about Christ being magnified through you. Glory to God. What the devil wants you to do is do anything, but don't allow Christ to be magnified or glorified through you. And you want to be religious? Be religious. Whatever you do, do. But let not Christ be glorified through you. But tonight, that plan of the enemy is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. You have to say that Jesus is going to be magnified, glorified through my life. See, imagine that the Spirit of God has come. For the third verse says that Christ, that God might be glorified through you. Jesus would have glory through your life. Can you imagine that? Does your life bring glory to God? Job, when he went through trial, he said, even if the Lord should slay me, yet I will glorify him. I will trust him. The response to any dilemma that you're facing can be either that you glorify God, or you are so upset that you, without realizing, or sometimes with realization, you glorify the devil. It is said that the average Christian attending church in a year sings about 500 songs, listens to at least over 200 messages every year, and does not even share the gospel with one person. In other words, his life is not radiating Christ to even one person. Can you imagine that? God wants you to give him glory. Lift your hands and glorify him. Lift up the name of Jesus. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the trial is, no matter what is happening in your life, open your mouth and say, I will give Jesus glory. I will give Jesus glory. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. It doesn't matter how tired you are, how weak you are. It doesn't matter the struggles of your life. Just lift up your voice and give Jesus all the glory. Glorify the name of Jesus. Lays the forces, Montalias Kateria. Give him the glory. Lacosi from Ojas de Katagam. Light of his Matorias day. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Isaiah 61, verse 3.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
See, the planting of the Lord, God's purpose is that you be a planting of the Lord, that you're planted of the Lord, to be fastened, to be placed in a particular position, to be settled. That's what this word planting means. God wants you in that place where not you are unstable, no stability, going from one job to another job, one relationship to another relationship, one church to another church, one boyfriend to another boyfriend, one girlfriend to another girlfriend. God wants you to be stable. You know, sometimes as a pastor, something that you hear normally to people who are unstable is one word, you know. Pastor, I just feel led to do this. I just want to go where God is leading me. You know for sure they are under deception. Because what the Spirit of God leads you is never contradictory to Scripture. It is a sign that you just want to do what you want to do, and you want to find an excuse to do it, and you want to just blame it on the Holy Spirit. Instead, get planted. Take root in your faith. You can't be healthy eating from one place and then eating from another place, from one table and from another table. That's not stability. God doesn't want you to float around, jumping from one job to another. Every boss can't be cruel. See, God wants to be glorified through you, and he wants you to be the planting, his planting. Look at that. The third thing there is called, that they might be called, the third verse, trees of righteousness. In other words, be a tree. It's not a bush. It's not a shrub. A tree will always grow up. Lakasilo romo shastile prantanis kefeshis. A tree has survived many storms and challenges. When there are storms happening around you, remember God has seen you as a tree. Take root into Christ in prayer, in worship. And you will thrive. You will come up. Somebody said, you know, I was in an estate the other week and I was looking at some huge trees. And some of those trees in the last couple of weeks had fallen down. But those trees might have been there for, say, maybe about 100 years because it was that tall, strong. And I was wondering how these trees fell with the wind. And then one of the brothers who is with me, I mean, Jerry, he told me, you know, the person in that estate, he had excavated the land through a machine. And so, knowingly or unknowingly, he had cut off all the roots. And so when the storm came, the trees that had stood there for so many years just fell flat. Don't allow the devil or religion to cut your root. Stay rooted in Christ. Because the storms will come and go, but the spirit of faith that you're connected to, the supernatural hand of God, will make sure that you stand and you thrive amidst the storm. One of the signs, I looked at those trees and realized one thing. Maybe you should step out and look at the trees around you. A tree's branches never go down. You don't find a tree's branches like this. Tree's branches are like, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the signs that you are a tree in the Lord is no matter what happens to you, you're like, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your arms are always going up. Whatever you're going through, your arms are going up. Haven't you survived some storms in the past? And hasn't God kept you? Lift your hands and glorify Jesus. My arms are going up. No matter what the challenge is, no matter what people have spoken about you, doesn't matter who has tried what against you, if you are still here listening to this message, it means you are the tree of righteousness. God has planted you. Lift your hands and glorify the name of Jesus. You have learned to give God glory. Look at somebody and say, I'm a strong tree by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you've gone through a lot and you're still here. Woo! You survived some storms. You faced some battles and God brought you through. Look at that verse in third verse. It says there, the trees of righteousness. You're just not a tree, but you're a holy tree. You're a righteous tree. There are people who look for excuses to do wrong. But not trees of righteousness. Some people are looking for an excuse to sin. You know, the temptation is so great, Pastor. They forced me to drink. I wouldn't have lied, but you know, under the circumstance. Trees of righteousness are trees that are upright. By faith tonight, connect to that grace. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can never be a tree of righteousness if you are looking to escape every challenge that you face. Run away, hide. Because trees survive storms. Glory to God. Open your mouth and say, by faith, I know I will survive the storm because I'm connected to the grace of God. I'm connected to the mercy of God, to the preserving power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I think I am preaching it from verse 3 to verse 1. Look at verse 3 itself, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. How can I be? Zion is the perfect will of God. Zion is the house of God. Zion is the place where God abides. Zion is the place where God answers prayer. Zion is the place where the banner of Jesus is always flying high. And even in Zion, you can be mourning. Yet the Bible says, God will wipe away your tears. You can mourn outside Zion, sit at home and cry. Or you can mourn in the house of God. And God says, I'll console you. Some people miss out on the comfort that God gives them. You know why? But they're sitting at home and just crying. They're just locking themselves in the bathroom and crying. They're just making sure they stand in before the mirror. Have you seen? You know, I saw my daughter once go before the mirror and cry. I was wondering, why before the mirror? I said, you want to cry? Go into that prayer room, take the Bible and just... But why are you looking in the mirror and crying? Just to make sure the tears are falling right. Glory to God. Like us so framacious that we all like our self-pity parties, don't we? Just to feel miserable and then feel good by looking at those mirror and crying. See, but those who cry or moan in Zion shall be consoled. It says there, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Some things are burned away, gone. It's no more ashes. But beauty for ashes. That word beauty means a crown. It's a crown of understanding. You have lost something, maybe a dear one, maybe things in your life, maybe years. But when the Spirit of God comes, when you're connected to the Lord still in faith, He places a crown of understanding and you realize why you lost certain things at certain point. It might not make sense when you go through trouble. But God gives you a crown of understanding. Even tonight, I release that word over somebody's life. Glory to God. You lost something. Maybe somebody left you and when you were supposed to get married to that person said, ta-ta. Later on, you realize, thank God I didn't get married to that person. You understand? Glory to God. Beauty for ashes. When you have had losses in your life, trouble in your life, be connected by faith, for there is a beauty that is coming over your life. It's not the end of the story. Till Christ is magnified and glorified through your life, it's not the end of the story. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look at that, the third verse. The oil of joy for mourning. Oil. Oil of joy. Oil of joy, not oil of ole. Oil of joy. Oil is needed so you don't become a squeaky Christian. Squeaky? Making noise? You know, my children like squeaky toys. One small thing. One small challenge and you're like complaining, grumbling, murmuring, upset with everyone. Can't speak to anybody. Oil on your joints tonight. Glory to God. If things are not going well in your life, one thing that I do by the grace of God is I take Romans 8:28 and says, Everything happens for the good for those who love Jesus Christ, who are called according to His purpose. Every time things don't go according to plan, I take that scripture and says, Lord, I'm called according to your purpose. Everything happens for the good. I thank you for the oil of joy. Glory to God. There are no squeaky Christians. Are you with me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Squeaky toys. Some of you are like squeaky toys. Glory to God. Let all those joints be filled with the oil of God. Even there is somebody being healed of a skin problem, there are white patches on your skin. It's just been a flare-up of white patches over your body. The healing presence of Jesus is upon you. His healing oil is flowing. Latakala duste pela mauliski. Don't be grumpy. When you can't understand why things are happening in your life, lift your voice, look to Jesus and say, Lord, I need the oil of joy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And look at that. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Glory to God. Spirit of heaviness will try to make you do those Michael Jackson moves. You know what it is? Make you go back like that. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, you are no Michael Jackson. You are a child of God. Going forward for the glory of God. No Michael Jackson moves. Are you with me? You know those moves? Glory to God. Instead of that, you need, instead of that heaviness, you need the garment of praise. Garment is a garment. Praise is a garment. You know, I had to put on this dress. It is not like it just jumped onto me. Out of the cupboard. Right? No, it didn't come that way. I had to put it on. When things are feels kind of burdensome and heavy, you know what God's word says? To stay connected with the supernatural, put on the garment of praise. You have to put it on. Every day morning, put on this garment of praise. You don't need a worship music. You don't need a keyboard and a sound system. You just need to have the garment of praise. Just need to lift up your hands and say, love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I'm not going to stay depressed. I glorify you. I praise you. I thank you. I give you glory. I exalt you. Jesus, I magnify you. I magnify you. I magnify you. I magnify you. I magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what David said. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continuously on my lips. You know when he said that? When he was running barefooted through the desert, being chased by the Philistine king. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continuously on my lips. Loko zifrala tuzinia. Leke fregus diaushastele. It's like a connecting rod that connects you to all that God wants to do in your life. Amen. So God's purpose and plan is to make you a tree of righteousness. His planting, that He might have glory through your life. And if that has not happened, you need to release your faith. Have that relationship with Jesus Christ. and hold fast to the promise of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the spirit of faith will begin to work through you, will begin to come upon you. Glory to God. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. See, upon you. That means smeared. Anoint means to be smeared with oil. The spirit of God is anointed me, is upon me, he smeared me with oil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We know that scripture. This is the scripture that Jesus quoted when he started his public ministry on earth. The Spirit of the Lord God, I don't have time to preach through the first two verses, but I'm just going to read it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Amen. The second verse, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. In other words, when the Spirit of God has come upon you, you can say, it's your time. It's your acceptable time. You can say, this is my time, my season. You're not waiting for some time. Maybe in 2027, maybe in 2030. No. When the Spirit of God is upon you, when you're connected by faith, prison doors are open, captives are set free, heals the brokenhearted, but more than anything else, this is my time. And when you are walking in the Spirit and Christ is glorified through you, you can look at somebody and say, it's your time. It's your time to be saved. This is the acceptable time to be saved, to be baptized into Jesus Christ and be ready for his coming. It's your acceptable time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the time for your life to be changed, to have the oil of joy over your life. Glory to God, to see the glory of God manifested through you. Lift your hands and say, Jesus, I receive your word and the grace in your word and the anointing in your word, and I release my faith, and I am connected to you, Lord, and to your word. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.